with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Denim company Levi Strauss returns to public markets on Thursday amid an IPO boom led by tech companies. We'll have the details with Wall Street Journal reporter Suzanne Kapner. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. The Federal Reserve is extending a pause in raising short-term interest rates, with more Fed officials signaling they may not raise rates at all this year. Wall Street Journal reporter Nick Timiraos has more.
The question that came up is, what would it take for them to raise interest rates again? And Powell seemed to indicate that it would actually take quite a bit to get them to raise interest rates again. The reason is they are worried that inflation has been falling below their 2% target. They keep saying that it's going to go above 2%, and it hasn't happened. And so in a relatively revealing moment, Powell said he was discouraged that they haven't, he said, convincingly achieved that 2% target. And that's a very notable shift because it shows the Fed wants to see inflation rise before they do anything to raise rates again.
The Fed also gave details about its $4 trillion asset portfolio. The plan is to slow the pace of shrinking the portfolio in May, ending the runoff at the end of September. European Union leaders began a two-day summit in Brussels Thursday, where Brexit is expected to be a major topic. British Prime Minister Theresa May is seeking a three-month delay in the UK's departure from the EU, originally set for March 29th. European officials have indicated they're unlikely to make a final decision without a vote from British lawmakers, who last week rejected May's Brexit plan for a second time. Shares of Bayer took a big hit on Wednesday, a day after a San Francisco jury found a man developed cancer from exposure to its weed killer Roundup, which came under the pharmaceutical giant's umbrella after its $63 billion acquisition of Monsanto. Shares of Bayer fell 10% on Wednesday. The company is facing thousands of lawsuits over Roundup, raising more questions about how much of a liability the Monsanto acquisition will be for the company. Starbucks plans to debut new lids designed to eliminate the need for plastic straws in six U.S. cities this summer. Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, Washington, D.C., Indianapolis, and Toronto. The company hopes to expand the program from there to additional North American markets early next year. Starbucks says the new lids use 9% less plastic than its current lids and straws. Still to come, we'll have the details on Levi Strauss's second public debut. Denim company Levi Strauss returns to public markets Thursday. It's the second debut for the company, which was founded in the 19th century. And the second IPO comes amid a much-altered retail landscape. Joining me now in our studio is Wall Street Journal reporter Suzanne Kapner. Suzanne, I'd like to start by taking a look back here. Levi Strauss first opened in 1853. It was part of a dry goods store, so definitely a company that's seen a big evolution over the years.
Oh, yeah, certainly. You know, except that its core product really hasn't changed all that much, except for maybe the addition of stretch fabric and different cuts. I mean, it still gets a very large amount of its revenue from selling blue jeans, which is sort of remarkable.
We're expecting a lot of IPOs this year, but mostly from tech companies like Uber and Lyft. We're not seeing too many public debuts by retail and apparel companies.
Retailing's been a tough sector, and you know, a lot of companies are struggling to adapt to, you know, the shift to online shopping, and it just hasn't made for, you know, a great environment or a lot of investor appetite for retail offerings. But Levi, you know, they have this family, the Haas family, who are descendants of the founder, who want to sell some of their shares, and that's really one of the reasons they're going public now.
But we are living in a very different retail climate. How has the company positioned itself to succeed this time around?
Well, they have a CEO, former Procter & Gamble executive named Chip Bergh, who has really done a great job. Levi was struggling. They sort of lost their way when all these premium jeans brands came on the market, and they were kind of, you know, they're still the number one denim seller in the U.S., but their market share was, you know, lessened. And he's really, you know, helped make them cool again. They've introduced new styles, some premium customization, you know, breathed some new life into the brand. And, you know, now the challenge going forward is, can they go beyond the Blue Jean. They talk in their prospectus about being a lifestyle brand, but, you know, they're not quite there yet since, again, most of their sales come from bottoms, which are either jeans or their Dockers brand of khakis. And they need to really evolve either internally or maybe through acquisitions to, you know, make them sort of more than just denim.
That certainly alludes to some of the challenges ahead after this public debut.
So, you know, other retailers today to continue growing have made acquisitions, and they, you know, this idea of a house of brands, whether it's Michael Kors buying Versace and Jimmy Choo, or Coach buying Kate Spade and Stuart Weitzman. And so, you know, it would seem like, going public would give them certainly equity to do deals, but they're not actually going to raise that much cash because the bulk of the proceeds are going to go to these selling stockholders, mainly the Haas family members. The company's only going to have about $140 million. That's what they're going to raise from the offering, which is not that much.
And Levi Strauss is also making an interesting move here, debuting with a dual class structure. This is something a lot of tech companies do. How exactly will it work for Levi Strauss?
Well, it's sort of a neat trick for the controlling shareholders because they get to sell some of their stock, raise money without giving up control. So every Class B share will have 10 votes to the one vote per Class A share. So essentially, the family will, you know, control important decisions like the election of directors, you know, whether to make an acquisition or even, you know, sell the company one day. They'll really have control of all those decisions.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Suzanne Kapner joining me in our studio in New York. Thank you so much, Suzanne.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.